Are you a bit of a Karen who doesn't quite know how to behave in customer service settings? Or are you maybe just a bit nosy like me and thrive off other people being messy? Well, friends, either way, you're in the right place. I'm Domi, and this is Thank You for Calling. Hi, I'm Domi, and this is a comedy podcast about my 10 plus years in the customer service industry. Okay, well, comedy is a strong word. I think I'm funny, but whether or not other people do is still TBD at this juncture. But I'm a lifelong customer service worker here to regale you with the best and funniest and weirdest and most unhinged, etc. stories from my time in the industry. And I'll also sprinkle in some tips and tricks of the trade on how to behave in a way that will help you avoid ending up becoming a story that people tell for the rest of their lives. Because no offense, but some of y'all were never taught, and it shows. And you know what? If I'm gonna dish it out, I have also got to be able to take it. So I'll also share some of my own yikes moments that still haunt me. So a bit about my background. I worked at a party store for many years and then went to college and worked seasonally at a popular lingerie store, you know, the one, when I was home from college. And then after I graduated and couldn't find a media production job, I started working at a call center, and here we are. People in my life have been telling me to start a podcast for years, but I didn't really have a subject or anything interesting to talk about until now, when I got this bright idea at 2 a.m., which is when I get all of my bright ideas because I have ADHD and don't sleep. So absolutely love that for me. But TLDR, this is a full freestyle, a complete impulse idea. So we don't have a format or a schedule or anything yet. We're just winging it here and seeing what happens. Obviously, all names and identifying information have been changed. Please don't send this to my boss. Thank you. I'm a millennial with student loans. I need my job. Unless Daddy Joe forgives student loans, then you can tell my boss. Just kidding. Please don't. Okay, so since this is the first episode, it just feels right to start where it all began. Oh, wait, should I trigger warning this? I don't know. I guess I'll trigger warning this for just the whole podcast, honestly. The trigger warning is men. It's just men for every episode. So our first customer of the week is New York Matt. This was my first night on the job, fresh out of training. I was a bright-eyed, sweet summer child, and I learned very quickly that night that straight men have a lot of opinions on my voice and are not afraid to let me know. So it was like 10 p.m. Matt calls in to pay his mother's bill, which is fine. Routine call, quick and easy, like 2 minutes. Except when I asked if there was anything else I could help with, that opened floodgates that did not close for another 45 minutes, literally. So first this starts with Matt asking for my number and telling me that I sound too pretty to live in the Midwest and just all of this corny stuff. And he was really pitching me hard on moving to New York City. He was like, "You're destined to live in New York. You just radiate the energy. I can just feel it. You're such a kind, sweet soul. But I can also tell you've been through some things. You've seen some things, huh?" And it's like, okay, Matt, read me like a book then. And then he's like, "You'd fit in perfectly here. I guarantee on my mother's life that you will be living here within the next 5 years." Well, spoiler alert, It's been 6 and I still live in Columbus, so hope Bestie's mom is still alive. But then after that, he's like, well, when you move here, I'd love to take you on some dates. You're so easy to talk to, and we already have such great chemistry, and I'd love to explore that more. Like, bro, we do not have chemistry. I'm paid to be nice to you. And then this man gives us a ship name and says he's cool with hyphenating our last names because he's a feminist and respects me. So I'm sitting here thinking I'm about to get canned on my first day because this random man is planning our entire future and I'm not allowed to hang up on him. And like, I'm not gonna lie to y'all, Daddy Maddie did sound hot, but not like hot enough to risk it all, you know? Ew, I'm so sorry that I've already said daddy twice in this. Ugh, I hate myself. You know the Selena Meyer what the fuck nervous laughter gif? That was me this entire 45-minute call. Okay, well, that's me on most calls, to be honest. But every time I thought he was done, he was back at it with the wedding planning, planning the kids' names, planning what pets we would have. It was a whole ass future. Like, this man was over here playing MASH or some shit. And like, the thing is, he was actually really nice. But it was all just so fucking weird. And for that to be my first day, it was too much. And then finally he goes, it's late. I've already taken up so much of your time, but I just really feel like there's a future here. And I know you can't give me your number and I don't want to get you in trouble. So I'm just going to give you mine and you can write it down or not, but I hope you do. And I hope to hear from you. And if I don't, it's okay because I know, I know our paths will cross again some way, somehow. It's in our stars. And you know what? I gotta respect the guy for shooting his shot, but needless to say, I did not take his number and our paths did not cross again. But I wish him the best and hope he's doing well out there. Okay, so this next story is high key one of the most embarrassing things to ever happen to me. But sadly, because I'm such an awkward human being, it's not the most embarrassing. Also, it's just very TMI, but we're all friends here, so whatever. And I feel like if I start with the worst one first, you won't cringe as hard at me at any of the other ones. So this was my first job, the party store. I guess I'll just say the name because it's been bought out by Party City, but it was called Factory Card and Party Outlet, and I will set the scene for you. So we had the register counter, and behind that we had the balloon wall with the display walls and our two balloon counters, and that's where we would assemble the bouquets and the orders and everything. So for easy access, the ribbon wall and the helium tanks and the trash cans were right in the middle between the two balloon counters along the back wall. So as always, I was working alone because I was the best cashier and super fast on balloons, and everyone else I worked with would be doing God knows what in the break room their entire shift while I managed the entire store myself. But this particular day was a Sunday. It was just me, the lead cashier, and our manager. We were supposed to call for backup if the line got more than 3 people deep or if we got a large balloon order. At this point, the line was maybe 15 to 20 people deep, and the lead cashier was just nowhere to be found and not coming up to the register, even though I had paged him multiple times. And I was in the middle of ringing this lady out. I felt perfectly fine. I didn't feel sick or anything. And in a split second, out of nowhere, It was DEFCON 1, baby. The geyser was erupting. The explosion was imminent. It was coming, and it was coming fast. And I did not have time to get to the back room where our bathroom was. And I was like, ma'am, I am so sorry. Just 1 minute. And I turned around and puked my guts out into the trash cans in front of her and this entire line. And then I just ran Napoleon Dynamite style to the back room and told the manager and the lead that they needed to go deal with the register. And then I just had to clean up my puke in front of this entire line that was just staring at me like, what the fuck? And it didn't just go in the trash can because that would have been too easy. No, it also got in the ribbon, so I had to throw all of that away and restock the entire ribbon wall. And then after that, I just had to hop back on the register like nothing happened because the lead got off at 4 and we closed at 6, so my manager wouldn't let me go home because I was the only closer. I'm still mad about that. I honestly should have just walked out, but whatever. So lastly, I'll leave you with these words of wisdom. No one gives a shit if your card declines. People will call in screaming, crying, throwing up, acting like it's the literal end of the world that their card got declined. And they're just so embarrassed that they simply cannot go on. And it's like, Kim, there's people that are dying. And it's for no reason, because I promise you, truly not a single person cares. Not the cashier, not the people in line behind you, not me, no one. And like, yeah, it sucks and can be stressful, but if you're having a meltdown about it, you're just drawing more attention to it. The cashier will forget immediately unless you give them a reason to not forget. Literally, no one is going home like, hey, babe, you'll never believe it, but Brad Smith's card declined today. Like, isn't that so embarrassing for him? Literally, no one is doing that. The only embarrassing thing about your card declining is how you handle it. And honestly, if your card is declined and you're that embarrassed about it, just lie. Just laugh it off and be like, oh, dang, that's a new card. Must have forgotten to activate it, sorry, and then use another one. And then call to inquire about it later when you're home. It's as easy as that. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. And because you didn't cause a scene, not a single soul will remember that interaction. Not a single soul. I promise you. So that's all I've got for this one. These episodes are probably going to be pretty short, so if this gets any listeners other than my mom, and you also happen to be in the industry and have a really zesty, juicy story, shoot me an email at thankyouforcallingpodcast@gmail.com or DM me at thankyouforcallingpod, and I'd be happy to read it in a later episode. Just be sure to tell me your pronouns and if you'd like to remain anonymous, and also how to pronounce your name, because I have a name no one can pronounce and I don't want to do that to y'all. All right, so thanks for hanging out. I'll see you when I see you later.